What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Rodney Olsen here, talking to Aaron Camp. He's our cinemaniac here to talk about what's out in the movies. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Rodney.
And what is coming out at the moment? What can we see on the big silver screen?
Alrighty, coming out today, we've got a couple of films for the teenagers. One for the guys is called Never Back Down, which is kind of an underground boxing kind of movie, so definitely one for the guys there. And then for the girls, there's a film called St. Trinians, which is about an elite private girls' school, and with all the girls from the various cliques band together to try and raise money to save the school, which is in a bit of financial difficulty. So those are the two out this week. Next week, we have Will Ferrell in his latest comedy called Semi-Pro, which is about a semi-pro basketball team that he is the coach and player of. And then a couple of family films, Nim's Island and, of course, Spiderwick Chronicles out next week.
Uh-huh. I guess we're getting closer to school holidays, so that's why we're getting a couple of those school-age type movies coming up.
Yeah, that's right, and no doubt the week after that there'll be a couple more just to give parents something to take the kids along to see.
You've been along to the movies. What is it you've seen this time around?
I went along and saw the latest teen comedy, which is called Drillbit Taylor. Now, this film stars Owen Wilson as a budget bodyguard. Now, the film opens with a new high school year as three new students, Ryan, Wade and Emmett, prepare themselves to enter high school for the first time. Before their first day is over, though, they have been humiliated by the school bully, Filkins. They have become the targets of Filkins and social outcasts in the process. Having their high school hopes dashed, they seek out a bodyguard to protect them. Enter Drillbit Taylor, a homeless army deserter played by Owen Wilson, trying to scrape together enough cash to move to Canada. He starts to show the boys how to defend themselves and becomes a substitute teacher in the process in order to watch their backs in those, you know, crucial moments in between classes and at recess and lunch times. Now, all this is very funny and entertaining as he teaches them self-defense techniques and so forth. But of course, things start to ravel as Drillbit's true identity unfolds. Now, having found a sense of belonging with his new friends, Drillbit is subsequently outcast once again, and the three boys now have no safety net to keep them from Filkins and his fellow bullies. So they now need to face their respective hardships on their own, and with Filkins wanting to teach the boys a lesson, they have to come up with a plan very quickly. Now, I don't want to say anything more about the plot line of the film. I don't want to give away the ending or anything, but overall, the film is really about overcoming difficulties in life and finding your place of belonging. But more than that, it's about looking out for each other and helping each other through those hardships. It's a very funny and entertaining film, and anyone who has ever been bullied or socially outcast will enjoy seeing how the boys deal with Filkins towards the end. Mm. So that's it in a nutshell, Rodney.
I guess being a teen movie, so often, unfortunately, there's bits in there that we would rather not be seeing on the screen. So is there anything we really need to be watching out for?
This film is kind of, I guess, marketed towards a younger teen audience from, say, age of 12, 13 up. So it doesn't have as many crude comments and bad language in it, but there are still those elements throughout. So, you know, throughout the film, you'll find a few crude comments made, a bit of bad language here and there. And some people may also not like the violent aspect of, you know, the bullying and how, you know, the fights that ensue and that kind of thing. So.
Okay, but it wouldn't be overly violent. That's just there to, I suppose, in a humorous way to develop the plot?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all very, you know, filmic, I guess, and not very realistic. You know, there's a few punches thrown here and there, but yeah, as you say, it's often in a comedic tone and just done to advance the kind of relationship between the bullies and the students being bullied. So
you're saying that it's aimed at a younger audience, but there's still those things to watch out for, and again, parents need to you know, check it out for themselves and make sure that they're happy that their kids are going along to see this movie. But is it going to appeal to a wider audience? I mean, obviously you enjoyed it, but what sort of audience do you think will enjoy the movie?
I think primarily people under the age of, you know, or between the ages of, say, you know, 12, 13 and 25, maybe 30 would enjoy the film, find it quite entertaining. people outside those age groups may enjoy it as well, but I guess it's really targeted towards that, and the kind of humour in that will really appeal to that age range.
Okay. So that's Drillbit Taylor, and that's released at the moment, is it? Or
yeah, it came out last week, so okay. It's still out at the cinemas now.
Okay. Now, on to DVDs, and I guess over the coming weeks, again, there'll be some more DVDs out for the school holidays and the school crowd to keep the kids happy at home. But what's coming out?
Yeah, that's right. Well, this week we've got a couple more leaning towards the drama side. We've got Lions for Lambs, which is a political drama starring Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep and Robert Redford, and also Into the Wild, which is a film directed by Sean Penn, and is about it's a true story about a young guy from the US who graduated university or college and gave away all his savings, some $20,000-$25,000 to charity, and went into the wilderness, hitchhiked up to Alaska to try and, I don't know, find himself. So that's an interesting drama that's hitting the shelves. And then next week, as you say, we've got a couple of family movies coming out. We've got Daddy Day Camp, which of course is the sequel to Daddy Daycare, coming out, and also B-Movie, which is the Jerry Seinfeld animation, which I thoroughly enjoyed as a Seinfeld fan. So if you like that kind of humour, that's a great one to see. And if you're into horror films, the Halloween remake comes out next week as well.
Okay. That's not one I'll be grabbing.
Not one I'll be picking up either.
Aaron Camp, it's been great talking to you about movies again. We'll catch up with you again soon.
No worries. Thanks. You, Rodney.
Bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.